This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When I was young, my left leg got injured, and I kept on going from one doctor to the other. One would tell me it's sprained, the other one would tell me it's broken, until I went to this one doctor, and he held my leg and twisted it in a certain way, and he told me, there's a tear in your cartilage, and you'll have to undergo surgery in 3 days. You have to do 1, 2, and 3, and you're totally forbidden from doing 1, 2, and 3. And you'll be in a cast for 3 weeks. My dad and myself left the doctor's office feeling extremely happy. Alhamdulillah, the problem is being solved. And I will heal eventually. Although I will be in a lot of pain after the surgery. And I'll be deprived from doing a lot of things like walking, running, and playing. I was still a kid, you know. And I will be restrained in a cast. But I still saw all these deprivations or prohibitions as the utmost bestowal or giving with generosity. Now, imagine with me if this doctor followed my desires. After knowing that my cartilage is torn, and he came and told me, what would you like to do? And I would have said, I'd like to run and play freely. And he would have looked at my father and told him, you know what? Let's not upset her. Let her be in her own comfort. This would have been a truly dishonest doctor, because he's making me comfortable today, but he's destroying me tomorrow, after my problem would explode in my face. And that, guys, is the state of the worshipper with their Lord and how they see His giving and withholding or deprivation of certain blessings. Ibn Ata'illah, the wise scholar, says, maybe in His giving there's deprivation, and maybe in His deprivation there's giving. And when He opens for you the doors of comprehending His deprivation, the deprivation becomes the utmost giving. Ayn al-Ata'. If you understood why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives you from something or withholds it from you, you will understand that it's the utmost giving that He deprived you from it now, subhanAllah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, can give you abundant sustenance, risk. But this abundant sustenance stops you from being grateful and thankful to Him. And you become arrogant and heedless of this blessing. This is deprivation, not giving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, can deprive you or withhold from you a certain blessing, but fills your heart with contentment. And you don't feel the need for this thing anymore. And you actually adapt to living without it, feeling sufficed with the owner of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then later on, if He gives it to you, you are still sufficed with His existence. You are stable with or without this blessing. And that is Ayn al-Ata, the utmost giving. So you see, there is giving in the deprivation, subhanAllah. And someone might say, but why can't He give me the blessing and still make me grateful as well? I'd reply and say, stop at your boundaries, O dear worshipper. Stop at the limit of your comprehension, O mankind. For this is the wisdom of the most wise, al-Hakim, hikmat al-Hakim, and the utmost knowing of the most knowing in giving and deprivation. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to al-Khidr so that he may learn from him, he said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment. هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَى أَن تُعَلِّمْنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. He said, indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. Because I will do things that your brain cannot comprehend, and you will not understand the wisdom behind it, subhanAllah. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِبِّي خُبْرًا. How can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge? I didn't tell you the wisdom yet. You won't be able to be patient. Now, mind you, this is the state of a human being with another human being. A human being that opposed the actions of another human being when the wisdom of his actions were absent or not clear to him. So if the wisdom is absent or not clear to you, don't ever let the most wise al-Hakim be absent or unclear to you. At that point, guys, any deprivation, as long as it's from the wise, the most wise al-Hakim, you will see it as the utmost giving. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his believing worshipper from dunya, as in some blessings of this dunya, despite that he loves him. Just as you deprive your ill from certain foods and drink out of fear for them, you're not being miser, no, but it's better if he or she does not have this food so it doesn't harm him or her. So leave yourself to Him, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what's best and most suitable for you, and He will hold what's not suitable for you. Once there was a little girl crossing over a bridge with her father, and she told her father, "Oh, father, I want to hold your hand tight." The father replied, "No, let me hold your hand, for if you hold my hand, you might let go. But if I hold your hand, I will never let go." That's the state of the worshippers with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave yourself to Him, and He will carry you and deliver you to safety in everything in your life. He subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let you go. First do your part, and then rest assured and let yourself go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see in His deprivation the utmost giving and generosity. O Allah, the most merciful, our Lord, the most generous, grant us contentment, Ya Rabb, with what you have destined for us, and fill our hearts with satisfaction for what you have bestowed upon us. For you are the most generous, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.